Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, Jamie and I wanted to talk a little bit about AI influencers, the whole economy around AI influencers. It's absolutely fascinating how you can leverage it, use it, or people you know, if you're creating AI brand ambassadors for your company, whatever. There's so many interesting areas and ways that people are making money in this space. We figured we had to break it all down. Jamie, what have been some of the most interesting parts of this industry for you?
Well, yeah, it's a whole new world out there, and my mind goes a lot of different places. This whole AI influencer thing, I think, is going to be huge. And I think a couple weeks ago, I made a claim that I think in 5 years, 80% of influencers are going to be replaced by AI. And I'm going to kind of explain a little bit more what I mean by that, because I think there's a certain human element here when it comes to influencing that can't be replaced. So, you know, and that is just mostly creativity and charisma. So those people who are display that best, the influencers that display that best, I think they don't have to worry about their jobs. But there's a lot of like this micro influencing going on, especially TikTok just recently released the TikTok shop. So basically anybody can create content and generate, you know, affiliate income through TikTok shop. So there's a really low barrier to entry here. At the end of the day, the companies, they just want to sell products. So if there's a cheap way for them to do that through AI, I think they're going to jump on it, because if you think about like QVC, that is a home shopping network where you're not really connected emotionally too much to the person. They're just showing you this cool product. So I think AI is going to be able to do that more efficiently and cheaper than 80% of influencers out there.
Yeah, I actually have to agree with you there. And I'm going to go a step further and go into like the most sci-fi version of what this could look like. Because, of course, we've probably all seen like some of these AI influencers. I think there's like Lil Monique, if I'm saying her name correctly or if I'm remembering that. She's been on Instagram for like 5 years probably. And she's just an AI rendering that they just like have pictures of her. And she's got a ton of followers, millions of followers, and she charges, you know, $12,000 for a sponsored post or something crazy. So, you know, there's obviously like that side of the AI influencer, which is just like software side, just, you know, render a person. And I think we all can see where this is going, where like you can clone voices now and you can clone, you know, deep fake video and you can create, you know, so it goes a lot deeper. But here's one level deeper that I promise no one has talked about. You've never heard this one before. I was just thinking, it just popped into my head today. Apparently, actually, I was talking to someone that works at DeepMind today, and they were saying that there's a book called Accelerando that covers this. So go look up the book if this is interesting to you. But imagine this. There's already a software company called Personal AI, I believe. I had them on my other podcast, interviewed their CEO. And essentially what it is you take all the documents you've ever written, all the college essays, all of the YouTube videos you've ever recorded for Jamie, or all the podcast episodes I've ever, you know, 500 that I've recorded. You dump all of the data, any data you have on yourself, you dump it into this, into like a database, and they create a personal AI for you. If someone wants to chat with Jamie, it already trained off of his hundreds of YouTube videos and knows how he talks and knows what he says and knows his opinions on a bunch of random stuff. You can chat with Jamie. Okay, that's level one. Level two then becomes getting this more realistic. There's a company called Rewind. Rewind has this like necklace pendant that you wear. It's got a little camera on it and it watches everything you do. Do I like that? No, it's kind of creepy and dystopian. But do some people like it? Yes. And regardless of whether you like it or not, the fact that there is now this thing that records everything you do, and the reason for it, the company's like, never forget a thing ever again. It's like, what did you say in a conversation? It's always recorded. It's always, you know, whatever. Okay. It's like cops when they wear the like the chest body cam thing. It's just okay. Like, yeah. People are subjecting themselves to this for no reason. Anyways, the fact that this data can be gathered means, imagine taking a camera of the things you've said and done for the last 5 years and plopping that into one of these personal AI things. It really has created a very robust database of exactly what you do. Okay, and this is the final step of all of this coming together, is imagine when Tesla or any of these other companies come out with their humanoid robots, imagine the humanoid robot not just getting ChatGPT built into it, but getting Jamie's personal AI built into it. How many times have you heard someone say, oh my gosh, I wish I could clone myself, I'm so busy with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, with a humanoid robot that knows everything you've ever said or done in the last 5 years and how you move and all sorts of crazy mannerism stuff, you could make a pretty crazy clone of yourself. And then think about that in the context of AI influencers. You literally could create the Jamie. I could be talking to an AI Jamie right now. I don't even know.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. That's hard for me to wrap my brain around. I'm not quite sure. Maybe someday. I think you're right. I think someday there will be that technology that's available. But I think, you know, in the short term, that's going to make a lot of people upset. I think one of the articles you sent me, there was a guy who live streamed himself. He was eating chicken wings, or no, he was eating chicken feet for 15 hours. He live streamed himself. Well, it came out later that it was all AI, because of course you couldn't eat chicken feet for 15 hours. And he lost like thousands of followers. So people do want that, you know, genuine, real connection. But I think when it comes to sales, especially companies making money, I think there's a big opportunity for them with this whole AI influencing thing in the short term. So,
yeah, 100%. Of course, my dystopian robot replacement thing is not here today, but there is a ton of technology that is here today. So we'll probably dive into some more practical use cases. Hey, one of the big things, Jamie, that I saw that I'd love to get your opinion on. Of course, in China, I think it's probably more popular than it is here, but there's, and maybe they do it here. You probably know better than me. I don't really follow anyone that sits there and does the live stream of them like showing off products. This is very popular in China. They have whole content farms that do this. And I believe you sent me an article recently on this. I'm wondering if you could break down to people a little bit about what these content farms do and how people are currently making money from this.
Right. So the basic idea of a content farm is you have this whole live streaming thing is really, I think, kind of like I alluded to before, it's like the new QVC. So companies are utilizing this to sell their products through real people influencing. However, in China, at least, not here yet, but it's location-based. So wherever they're live streaming from, they would the people in that area are more likely to spend money. So they target these more affluent areas where they go to these live streams. So there's like some crazy videos out there of people, you know, under bridges, like gathered around, huddled up, all trying to live stream and sell these products. Because that location is a hot location, it's a more affluent area. So pretty wild concept, but at the end of the day, it's all about conversion for these companies. So if they can, you know, pay these people enough to make them happy, you know, even if it's you know, really kind of sad to see, but yet drive traffic and make conversions and sales, that's their number one priority, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, essentially, yeah, these people are doing that. And now the concept with AI influencers is now that you can create an AI-generated person, you could have someone showing off the product, but they're not even a real person. It's just AI. And I think, honestly, as this AI is getting better and better, it's going to be very difficult, especially on a phone, to determine if it's a human. Right now, I have all my AI, like, radars that go off, and I'm like, oh, the voice is off, or oh, the video is a deep fake. Okay, but here's a crazy one that I don't know. I might have mentioned this to you at one point, but essentially they were talking about some like AI deepfake stuff. And yeah, like right now you can kind of tell what's an AI deepfake. The video seems a little bit funky. A really clever thing that a number of kind of sketchier companies are doing are they'll go and clip like a Joe Rogan clip of him talking about a supplement. And they use 100% the real clip. It's totally legitimate. But right before he mentions the brand name, the AI deepfake him saying the brand name. So it's like, this supplement is amazing. It changes your life. It's so great. It's so cool. It's powerful. I've been using it for 5 years. It's amazing. And this, like, if someone remembers, like, oh my gosh, Joe Rogan was like talking about some supplement he used for XYZ. They go like search it and they pull up the video and they're like, they could literally be like, I even remember him saying this exact thing on the podcast. This is Joe Rogan. But then at the end, it's like, And it's, you just got to go with, instead of saying like Deep Greens or whatever they all sponsors Joe Rogan and everything else, it's like, you got to go with like Sketchy Green Company. And then, you know,
yep.
Like, so that's a very clever, sketchy way that some companies are doing it, that I think will essentially make it so you can't tell what is AI generated. And regardless, I think the AI generated stuff will get good enough. It'll look completely real in the future. But for those people, for the naysayers out there that are like, I can detect AI, this one is freaking difficult to do. It's freaking difficult to detect.
Yeah, especially when it's like the fast cuts and then they have, you know, captions on there. There's a lot of visual elements. You can easily miss whether something's AI or not. It's crazy.
Even the least sophisticated scammer could pull that, because yeah, they could just cut to like when they say the name, doesn't have to do any video or lips. They just like go to 11 Labs, clone the voice, put that in, and then have like a image on top of it when he says the word, and then it cuts back to him.
Yep.
So yeah, that one is very, very crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I think there's just a whole world out here of new things that people are just now starting to utilize and learn how to do. I think even more practically in the there's like, I would call it maybe fantasy influencers. You see like the NPC people on TikTok the super weird stuff. It's kind of like a colliding of worlds between like video games and reality, kind of like and so I feel like the animated AI stuff is maybe even going to catch on more first, just because it's a little easier to replicate than actual humans. But super crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, really quick, I wanted to break down, this was so interesting to me, a number of AI influencers, if anyone's interested in looking them up, and then a way that you yourself that's listening can kind of make money from this whole space. I'll explain in a not very scammy way. I think this is actually very interesting. Okay. So first off, Lo Do Magula has 7 million TikTok, 6 million Instagram, 12 million Facebook from Brazil, AI influencer. Lil Michaela, that's the one that I think has been famous for a very long time. She's 2.7 million on Instagram, 3.5 million on TikTok, 1.1 million on in the US or on Facebook. Talisa Pav is just on Instagram, 400,000. Ima is 500,000 on Facebook, 400,000 on Instagram. Okay, there's a bunch of them. They're huge. Okay, so the point is, for some reason, people are following these people. So, like, this exists. But let me tell you one that I actually would follow and find very useful and could translate into an AI side hustle for anyone. Recently, I was on TikTok and swiping through, and I saw a guy, and I immediately recognized who this person was because he's one of the most popular characters on Synthesia. Synthesia is a text-to-video creator. It's essentially, you make talking heads. You put in the script. There's like a person that has already created a deep fake of themselves and given their permission for the world to use their deep fake saying things. And he's sitting there talking. Okay, so I recognize it because I've used Synthesia a lot. But the content he was saying was, hey, you know, today in AI, Microsoft actually just invested, you know, $100 million to this company that does this. It's really interesting and blah, 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 blah. He sits down and breaks down a piece of news. And then the next one was him breaking down like a very interesting AI tool. The content was great. The audio was good. The video was good. I knew it was an AI, but the content was very good and timely. And I was like, yeah, watch this. So I look over at the channel and it's hundreds of thousands of followers and hundreds of thousands of views on these videos. If anyone is interested in becoming an AI influencer, you do not need the crazy deep fake AI, crazy technology. There's not a lot of technology you need. You literally can go to Synthesia and create one of these kind of talking head video things. And likewise, you could, of course, go on TikTok, but likewise, you can essentially do the same thing with... what are they called, Jamie? The YouTube channels that they don't ever have like a face in, like a voice.
Oh, it's just a faceless YouTube channel. Yeah.
Faceless YouTube channel.
Yep.
Same thing. You use these tools and like essentially you become an influencer, but it doesn't have to be you. And it doesn't even have to be a real person if it's faceless. But I know people that are making $10,000 a month or more off of these faceless YouTube channels because you can create, you pump out so much content. You don't have to be the brains behind it all. You can actually hire people to create the content because there's no individual influencer or person. Or if you're really crazy, you could go and make a deep fake of yourself and upload it to Synthesia. They allow you to do that for a few thousand dollars. And then if you really wanted it to be you talking, you could also do that. But there's some crazy options out there.
Wow. How many avatars does Synthesia have? How many different, is it like hundreds?
Was hundreds, but I think when I've tested them all, there was only like 5 that were like really realistic. And so I think they have like 5 that they sat in the studio for like hours and hours and hours and made them redo everything a million times to like make sure it looked like really buttery.
Okay.
But so there's, last I checked, which was, I'll admit, like probably 7 months ago,
okay,
5 of them were good. 5 of them were like, it looks like a person, but I don't know, it's not, you know? And then the rest of them were like, you know, maybe like 20% less good.
Okay. But yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you're presenting news, relevant, helpful information. It doesn't matter necessarily who the person's coming from if it's helpful to the viewer. So providing that value, and then you don't have to show your face. That's a that's a win-win if you can make it work. So
absolutely crazy. Hey, thanks so much to the listener for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast today and learning about AI influencers, what they're doing, what is going on in this crazy space, and how you can use AI for your side hustle. I hope that you have a great rest of your day.
See ya.